Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, February 10th, 2014, as we begin week six of our fourth year on the radio here in Tucson. Hope you had a great weekend. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. We're here every weekday, 12:04 to 1. The Monday Political Face-Off will get us going on this Monday. Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom. About 33 minutes past the hour, some exciting new plans for the future of old Tucson. And then we'll close out the show with Dr. Mark Sykes, head of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. We'll be talking about what's next for the Mars rover and that now famous photo from Mars showing the little dot in the sky, which, of course, is what we call home, planet Earth. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Also, please, if you'd like to become a friend of the show, just check it out on Facebook, Bill Buckmaster. Every Monday on the show, we kick things off with our Monday Political Face-Off. Our team of commentators this week, Bruce Ash, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, former state and local chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook. Paul and Bruce, good weekend, gentlemen.
Yeah, you have a won their games. I'm happy.
Beautiful weekend out at the Gem Show again yesterday. Unbelievable crowds and activity out there. And bear down, Cats. Go Cats. Boy, they were awesome. They, you know, scratched and clawed their way on Thursday night, and then they came back yesterday. I think, you know, they might be getting the swing of this thing, you know, without Brandon Ashley. The true test will come this week when they play up in Colorado and Utah. We'll see. But, you know, they may be number two in the country, but they're number one in our hearts.
There you go. And the Olympics, of course, a lot of people are glued to the TV with the Winter Olympics. I find it mildly interesting. But other than that,
I haven't been able to watch it yet. I plan on when the hockey games start really.
Yeah, that will bring folks. Probably a lot of the hockey fans will definitely want to see how the U.S. and the Canadian teams do. Over the weekend, a Maricopa County Superior Judge ruled that Governor Jan Brewer. Well, actually a victory for Governor Brewer. This was a lawsuit that was brought by the Goldwater Institute on behalf of 36 Republican lawmakers and several citizens. It was aimed at blocking the governor's Medicaid expansion. And the Maricopa County Superior Court, Bruce Ash, said, no, there's nothing wrong with this. But let's see if it's appealed. What do you think?
I think they said that those individuals didn't have proper standing.
Oh.
Was my understanding. And I think that this is a lawsuit. I hope that is brought again, perhaps in a different format, though. The Arizona State Constitution, I think, is very clear. Even the Supreme Court of the United States has talked about, you know, certain taxes that Obamacare in general levies, and this is a different form of a tax. And Paul will argue that, well, gee, we've had lots of these sorts of things over the years, but they clearly skirt and bypass the intent of the proposition, which was voted on and approved by Arizona voters to prevent taxes from going up unless there's a supermajority vote in the Arizona legislature. And that clearly did not happen here.
Two-thirds vote required.
That's
under
correct.
The voter-approved constitutional amendment called Proposition 108. Paul, just should this legal process stop right here and just let's get on with business?
I think that's what should happen. I mean, I don't think that's what's going to happen, though. They're going to keep pushing the legal issue. And I'm not sure where ultimately the Arizona Supreme Court's going to come down on that legal issue. But one of the things I do know is we definitely need the Medicaid expansion. And I think it was a good thing. And I think I applaud Jan Brewer for pushing it and both the Republicans and Democrats that supported that legislation. Now, whether it survives a court battle, we'll see. You know, the funny thing is the Arizona legislature has done all sorts of things and cut certain taxes, like income taxes, for a long period of time, cut back on revenues that way. But to make up for some of those revenues, they have allowed, for example, vehicle registration fees to go up that were a lot lower before that happened. And they called them fees, and they didn't have a two-thirds vote on those. And so I don't think, you can decide whether this is a fee or not, but the legislature in the state has always gotten around that two-thirds vote rule by fees and increasing revenues through some fees. And so who knows how this is going to come out legally, but I think we should just leave it in place and move on, because we do need the Medicaid expansion to cover more people in the healthcare programs.
Bruce, final comment on that before we move on?
Oh, let's move on. I think we've kicked this one around pretty good over a number of months.
The Goldwater Institute, you're involved. Folks may have read your name in the Arizona Daily Star. I think it was in Saturday's paper, that Tucson is being sued over preference for local, not lowest necessarily bidders. The Goldwater Institute, on behalf of you and two other gentlemen, filed suit in Pima County Superior Court actually last week, seeking to end Tucson's local bid preference. Why should we end the local bid preference?
Well, being a plaintiff in the lawsuit, it probably wouldn't be appropriate for me to make any substantive comment. But in general, Bill, I think that it's always been an interest of mine personally and through our business that we operate here in the city of Tucson. We've operated a business now for almost 50 years. For our city to run in accordance with the law and accordance with the voters of the state of Arizona and along the lines of the city charter. And city of Tucson hasn't been doing that. And that's why I was willing to be a part of this lawsuit and serve as a plaintiff.
Well, under the ordinance, Paul, the city can award contracts to local companies even if their asking price is higher than an out-of-state competitor. I guess the intent of this would be definitely to encourage local people to get involved.
Yeah.
And help local companies.
Lots of local communities around the country do this to help bolster business within their community rather than having some out-of-state company come in and do all the business, and the jobs aren't here, the jobs are somewhere else. And I think that that's a good thing. Generally, it's a little bit what is part of this process isn't necessarily that you would get total preference over another company, even if you didn't have a lower bid. You just get some extra points in the bidding process. So out of state company that comes in and gives a really low bid is still probably going to win the bidding process. It's just upfront. At the beginning of the process, you get a few extra points towards winning the bid, and that's up front, and it's not jiggered with later. Like, we're going to give this to them to a local company.
So just because you're a local company doesn't necessarily you would get the bid.
No, you just have a few extra points you're given in the bidding process up front because you're local, and it's encouraging local businesses to put in bids because we want to keep business here where jobs are created here and for our people to be able to benefit from that. And I understand Bruce's argument that maybe that ups the cost of government a little bit, and maybe a little bit of tax money is affected by that by all of us. But it that's very negligible, frankly. And I think it's much better impact for the community to have local businesses working for the city where they can create jobs here in Tucson.
Try Tucson first doesn't mean making the city of Tucson pay more for the services and goods than what should be paid. And frankly, a city's bidding process should be inviting and inclusive for everyone in order for us to get the best price. Competition in the free market will level the playing field and create the lowest cost for the taxing authority. The law is very clear on this, and I hope that the city of Tucson will be cooperative and will operate just like the voters of the state of Arizona had wanted them to vote and according to our own city charter.
All right, we'll take a break right here before we move on to another topic on the Monday Political Face-Off. 790-2040, 790-2040. We always welcome your calls, and we will be right back on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presenting our Monday political face-off. Moe's is over at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Real nice operation over there. Very nice environment. And also moesgallery.com. And they're on Facebook. But really, it's kind of a no-brainer. If you have any kind of framing needs, anything to do with mirrors, I mean, Moe and family can really take good care of you. The percentage of Arizonans who call themselves conservative is down, and the percentage who call themselves moderate is going up, according to a new Gallup poll. Paul, 36% of Arizonans now call themselves conservative, 38% say they're moderate, and 22% call themselves liberal. And I, granted, this is kind of a subjective thing, the way people label themselves, but it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, and you know, in that article also indicates that people who are registered independent are tending to vote a little bit more Democratic. I think what I've seen in polling data for, frankly, the last 10, 15 years is that Arizonans as voters, Arizona citizens, are generally more moderate than what we've seen in our governance in the legislature and in Arizona.
In other words, the people representing us are not true representatives as far as most of our political beliefs.
Right, and there's a couple of reasons for that. But for example, there's been long-standing polling data that indicate that people really support better funding for public education or public schools in this state, and yet we've seen drastic cuts in them. And I think the reason is, and it goes into kind of political science stuff, is that we have such low voter turnout in our primaries. Mm. Independents are allowed to choose either side if they want to, but independents by their nature don't want to vote in either party because they left the parties already to become independents. So that's a block of moderate voters right there.
And a really growing block. I think independents now are the largest voting block in the state.
And so what you have is you have the in the primary, the candidate chosen for each party by a very ideologically driven group of people, very small percentage of voters. And then if it's a uncompetitive district, they're going to go with their ideological ideals and vote for the most ideologically driven candidate. Mm-hmm. And that has created a polarization. And because Republicans have a majority in the legislature and has longstanding because of the voter registration stuff, they have control of the legislature, and therefore they're more ideologically driven people to get elected in the primaries, just like Democrats in their primaries, but they control the legislature. They have much more conservative policies than what I think the Arizona voting public really want. And that's what you see reflected in that poll, I think.
What do you think, Bruce Ash?
In Paul's dreams, except for the marijuana initiative, which was largely driven by a strong college vote in the 2012 election for the U.S. presidency, there have been very few liberal agendas that have been supported by the voters of Arizona. A lot of people have left the Republican and the Democrat Party because they have some sort of a dispute or a feud on a matter of policy. Somebody didn't do enough or somebody did too much. For the most part, independents don't vote, even though they may make up the largest or almost the largest voting bloc. I think the Democrats are actually in third place today by far. The fact of the matter is that even on education, Paul, most people think that there should be more funding for education. They just don't want to pay for it. And they've said that repeatedly over and over and over again in different elections, except for one where I think there really was a necessity with the one cent sales tax a few years ago. Let me tell you an interesting story, and I'll be very brief with this. I used to travel a lot to Israel, did a lot of philanthropic work there, and I met with this one lady. We're at her house for Friday night dinner, which is a Sabbath dinner. And I said, so how religious are you? She says, well, I'm an atheist. I said, well, I'm here for Shabbat dinner. Do you celebrate Shabbat every Friday? Well, of course. I wouldn't think of not celebrating Shabbat. I said, well, do you celebrate Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and Passover? Well, of course. Our family's here and we celebrate the holidays. And I said, well, so you're more conservative as a Jew than probably 90% of all the Jews living in America. To us, you're Orthodox and you consider yourself to be an atheist. I said, look, this is what I'm talking about with this poll. It's a matter of where you're coming from. You know, everybody thinks they're more conservative or less conservative or whatever. It's reflected in how we vote. And it's been a pretty conservative vote for a long time in Arizona.
Well, and I will say something. If we had more competitive districts, and we've gotten a little bit better in that in the last redistricting, we would have more reflective, I think, center right in this state than what's reflected in the legislature now, which is pretty far to the right. And I would submit that Bruce is wrong in that we are a more moderate state than what is reflected in the state legislature. I think that every poll I've seen on every issue basically says that. And so really, this is where it's difficult. Independents, I would encourage them to pick one of the two parties in the primaries and go vote, because their participation is very, very necessary to create that more moderate legislature that is necessary to have a much more prospering Arizona on issues like education and healthcare and whatever issue you want to pick. And so, you know, voter participation is extremely important. And it's unfortunately these days dropping, and independents don't vote as much, and they especially don't vote in primaries. And that's where the rubber meets the road. In a lot of these races, they're uncompetitive in a general election, so you would need to pick the more moderate candidate in the primary.
They're uncompetitive, Paul, because the not-so-independent redistricting commission has made them so, particularly in this last go-around.
It was even less competitive the time before. It's gotten a little bit better, but I agree with you. It's still not competitive enough.
And it is a Democrat strategy across this country to create African-American districts and Hispanic districts and rich districts so that you have a lack of competitiveness.
Bruce, that's an outright outrageous statement, because it's been a Republican strategy. It's been a Republican strategy that uses the Voting Rights Act to cram all the minority, mostly Democratic voters in a few districts so that they can dominate the rest of the districts.
That is
the absolute truth. They brought lawsuits that way when they've been in power in the presidency and in Congress. They've passed legislation that way. I'm sorry. In the state legislature, that's what they do. And that's a Republican strategy. It's not a Democratic strategy that by any means. We want more competitive districts.
You're simply wrong. You're simply wrong. And the way the Democrat politics plays is they don't want diversity of thought. They don't want a bunch of different candidates running. They want it to be a clear kind of a path to a nomination. That doesn't exist in the Republican Party and hasn't for many, many years.
You know what, Bruce? And I'll say one other. The purity of thought is coming from the Republican Party. Not the Democrats. We are the more open tent.
We just talked about
a lot more Democrats in
your
the
dreams,
country.
Paul.
Yep.
One at a time.
And I would say one last thing. If more people actually got their news from a legitimate news source other than The Daily Show and the Colbert Report, we may have a more informed electorate here in the state and across the country. There ought to be more concentration on focusing on real news that's delivered, actually reading newspapers, reading periodicals, listening to NPR, listening to Fox News, listening, you know, to AP reports and so on. There's a whole wealth of that information out there. Most people aren't getting their news from those sources.
And I don't disagree with you, Bruce. I think there's been a polarization in the news media as well. That isn't good, and people just pick and choose the people they want to listen to because of their ideological bent. We don't have enough people looking and being critical in their thought in terms of what they're hearing from news media outlets or sampling the news media from right to left so that they can make up their own opinion. I don't disagree with you on that, Bruce.
Okay. Paul, we won't see you for a while. You have a very important trial coming up. Of course, you have to earn a living, but we really appreciate your service to the show. We'll see you in a couple of months.
Yep, thanks.
And we'll have some folks pinch hitting for you here on the Face Off. And Bruce Ash, hope Hope you have a good day, both of you. And Bruce, thanks for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Also, you can find Moe's on Facebook. Also want to wish Paul Eckerstrom a happy, happy birthday, Paul. Hope it's a good one for you.
Thanks. Next week.
Yep. Good luck with the trial. Thanks. The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arnold, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. What do Aaron Rodgers, Tiger Woods, Usain Bolt, and 76% of all PGA golfers have in common? They are all under chiropractic care. You may not be a professional athlete, but all of us suffer to some degree with aches and pains. No matter who you are or what you do, you want to perform at your highest potential without pain. At Chiropractic USA, our mission is to help you get healthy and strong naturally. Get your spine checked today and see what your potential can be. Pain free naturally at Chiropractic USA. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788. That's 818-7788.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Well, 12:35 on this Monday afternoon, the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends at Moncada Construction. This is a family-owned and operated business. They have over 10 years' experience in detailed painting and all phases of construction, including carpentry. Personal service, proven quality workmanship really makes them the best choice in the greater Tucson area. So definitely give Chris Moncada a call, 520-390-2247. If you didn't get the number, it's probably best just to Google them. Moncada Construction, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, MoncadaConstruction.com. Let's welcome now Mark Sykes to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Sykes, CEO and Director of the Planetary Science Institute, celebrating now into its past its 41st year.
We're into 42 now.
42nd year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. He is the past chair of the Small Bodies Assessment Group. Dr. Sykes is very much involved in the development of commercial human space flights, and during his amazing career, it's been an amazing career that's still going strong, thank goodness, right? Amazing career. He's discovered comet dust trails, identified banks of interplanetary dust arising from asteroid collisions, and determined the temperature of Pluto. So should I just read your whole resume today?
Oh, God,
but you actually got some good news coming over before coming to the show today.
Yes. Some of our scientists, Bill Feldman among them, are co-authors of a paper that's just been accepted for publication of detection of neutrons from the sun detected by the Messenger spacecraft that indicates that there's a tenuous atmosphere, an exosphere of high-energy protons and other particles around the sun that has never been detected before.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that now there's a different aspect of the sun that we can start asking questions about that provide some insight into the solar behavior and the nature of the surface of the sun and perhaps how it affects the rest of the solar system.
Do we really not know that much about the sun?
Well, it's kind of hot.
Yeah. Other than the fact it's hot and it's, I believe, 109 times larger than Earth.
You're so good. yes, it is.
We Googled that. We Googled that one right before Mark started. Yes, I was just asking, how big is the sun compared to the Earth? I mean, it's huge.
Now, we're learning a lot about the sun. We've got some recent spacecraft, the STEREO spacecraft that have been put into place to look at it from different angles so we can kind of keep an eye of the activity, not just on the side that's facing the Earth, but all around. And we're detecting new things like what our people and others are detecting now using the Messenger spacecraft. And it's just there's still a lot to learn about the nature of solar activity, the variability of the solar activity, so it's just always exciting times.
The solar activity, these are the giant sun flares that can disrupt communication here on Earth.
That's one thing.
I think we're in one of those cycles now, aren't we?
We are I believe, in entering a solar maximum. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a 13-year cycle. And this with a correlated the sunspots and such. And yeah, so the sun is very active right now. And it can have some eruptions that interfere with the communications on the Earth that we have to worry about for our Earth orbiting assets. And so understanding the sun is very important, not just from a theoretical standpoint, you know, scientific standpoint, from a very practical standpoint, because it's controlling a lot of the environment that we're operating in orbit around the Earth and in interplanetary space.
Mark Sykes is with us. If you would like to join in the conversation, if you have any questions about space, Dr. Sykes in a very good mood today. He will entertain any and all questions that you have. And the thing is, there's really no kind of stupid question.
Right? Not at all. Not at all. No, never, never.
I mean, you're always in a good mood, but I'm, but especially good mood.
Well,
today.
Particularly being on this show.
Rose corrected me. She said, good mood. Yeah, he's always in a good mood. Of course, he's always in a good mood on our program. We appreciate it. Again, 790-2040. I was intrigued, and I think Rose also was, when she saw that the pale blue dot picture. That was the picture of our planet Earth that was taken from the surface of Mars. Really cool.
Yeah, just amazing. Not just the Earth, but also the moon separated from Earth. You see two things hanging there in the sky, and it just gives a sense of we're part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it what I think is fascinating is it really gives you a perspective about how far away Mars is.
It's not that far.
But I mean, if you're on Mars and you look back and you see the Earth and our moon, they'll just show up as a like what would be a star.
Sure, sure.
Twinkle in the sky. Yeah. Like
but it's very neat that we could use our Mars assets on the surface of Mars to look up at the sky and look back at us. And then, of course, this October, there's going to be a comet flying within about 140,000 kilometers of the surface of Mars. That'll be very spectacular. And so the same rover that was taking the picture of Earth and the moon there will also be seeing a spectacular comet body this winter.
And this photograph that we're referring to that is widely available, if folks want to Google it, it was taken by one of our two NASA Mars rovers. There's Curiosity and Opportunity, and they're really, I guess they're about 5,200 miles apart on the surface of Mars, and I guess there's probably no plans to link them up.
No, that'd be a bit of a long drive, you know. Particularly, first of all, Curiosity has a mountain to climb.
Oh,
it's climbing up the central peak of Gale Crater, looking at these layered terrain to view into the past of Mars to understand what its environment in the past was like, and evidence for water flow and things like that. And it's right now it's traveling at about a few tens of meters a day. So to do 5,000 kilometers would probably tap its nuclear power.
And which I don't recall which came first. They've been up there for quite a while, but one of them's been up there longer than the other.
Oh yeah, the Opportunity rover, one of the Mars explorers. There was a Spirit and Opportunity. Spirit's wheels finally kind of got hung up, and it came to an end.
Caught in the sand.
Yeah, they had some mechanical issues, but Opportunity has been chugging along. You know, I mean, for a decade, it's been quite the little soldier up there. Continuing to make discoveries and traveling over tens of kilometers to explore different craters and different geology that is observed up there. So it's continuing to provide really great data, and we'll see how long Curiosity survives. It's got a nuclear power on it, and so it could go on for quite a while. But of course, now its wheels are getting a bit ripped up by the rocks that it's rolling over, and that's causing some concern about how long it could go.
New tire change.
Yeah, yeah. There's no Les Schwab up there, so you know it's a little tough to just swap them out.
An Opportunity does not have the tools required to detect carbon or nitrogen, chemicals that are required for life directly, but it has been able to find these clay minerals, which are our presence, form in the presence of water mm-hmm. in rocks on the rim of the Endeavour crater with supporting evidence from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter above. So this kind of like, these are sort of some mystery rocks.
Yeah, it's these morphologies which are indicative of sedimentary materials. And then we have another great asset in orbit around Mars, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that has the HiRISE camera, which is run out of the University of Arizona, and CRISM, which provides some high-resolution spectroscopy so that we can identify the composition of surface materials. And so in combination, it provides a lot of great insights into what's been going on there in the past. And in the past, it was kind of, it seems to be water everywhere.
Dr. Mark Sykes with us, 790-2040. We're going to go to the Buckmaster Show live line after the break. Dr. Sykes is going to stick around. So any questions about Mars or the planets or outer space, give us a call right now. We'll be right back.
Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Check out the fantastic savings during the February Valentine's Day sale at the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at ruggalleryaz.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:50 on this Monday afternoon. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. They had their big chocolate Fantasia over the weekend. It was Saturday. It's one of their big signature events. Understand it was a huge success. It was an opportunity for folks to sample 20 chocolates from some 30 different vendors. Mark Sykes with us here on the Buckmaster Show. That's just what you need, right?
I can some always gourmet, use chocolate. Chocolate is a wonderful thing.
Gourmet chocolate. Anyway, it was a great event over in Silver City. If you haven't been over there, we strongly urge. We send so many of the Buckmaster Show listeners over there because, Mark, it's a great getaway. You know, three and a half hours east of Tucson. Talk about night sky viewing. It is beautiful up there.
And we got some big observatories out there.
Mount Graham, definitely in that direction of Mount Graham. And because the pristine quality of the air, it's really terrific. Anyway, find out more about Silver City at southwestnewmexico.org. I ran into a listener just the other day and said, where should I stay in Silver City? They want to do a trip over there. Well, they've got the full listing of places, including Bear Mountain Lodge and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Now, to the Buckmaster Show live line with Dr. Mark Sykes with me in studio. Dan is up first. Dan, go ahead.
Yes, thanks for your show. It's very interesting. This question is for one of my grandsons who had a little dust-up with a science teacher a couple of weeks ago. He tried to get some information from his science teacher about how, when these boats recently were in the Antarctic in their summertime, and the boats got frozen in, how can there be ice forming in the Antarctic in their summertime? And our science teachers have no clue.
Hmm. Well, Dad, even in summer, you know, the Antarctic is very cold, and ice does form and melt all over the place down there because the sun's very low in the sky, and so the temperatures are down.
You've had a researcher down there who we've actually talked to on the Melissa Lane.
Yeah, Melissa Lane. She was out on the ice.
One of the PSI researchers is down there.
She's searching for meteorites during the summer on the ice, and was also talking to kids in Tucson schools here. Who were learning about meteorites, and so that was very cool. Antarctica is just a cold place, and they're moving, had to move through the ice to get to where they wanted to go, and they got stuck, and that just happens.
And it brings up this whole global warming question. Some of your thoughts.
Oh, well, I know that when you pump gases in the atmosphere that's going to block infrared radiation, you're going to end up putting more energy in the system. And how that manifests, you know, that's the question. And instead, you know, back in the 70s, we probably would have said, well, everything's going to get slowly warmer around the planet et cetera. But what we're finding is that this increased energy is going into enhancing certain like places where it's wet, it's getting wetter. Places where it's dry, like, well, Tucson, it's getting drier. The oceans are becoming more acidified. Yes, and hotter. It's not this kind of uniform thing, but there's just more energy in the system. Our weather patterns are becoming more extreme. And one of our scientists, Bill Hartman, one of the founders of PSI,
co-founder,
still around after 42 years, still doing great work, took the global climate model that's used for the Earth, applied it to Mars, and made some predictions about some glacial features that should have been seen in certain parts of the planet from millions of years ago. Mm-hmm. He got some data from some of the spacecraft assets, HiRISE, I believe, looking at it, and found the structures that he was predicting based on these models. So the models are pretty robust, but certainly a lot more research needs to be going into what happens when the energy is pumped into the system, you know, at a more detailed level. It's not just some global uniform thing, but there's just a lot more activity going on with a lot more extreme situations that we need to better understand.
All right. Gloria is up next on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Gloria, you're with Dr. Mark Sykes of the Planetary Science Institute.
What a great show again, Bill.
Thank you.
So here's the thing. We all went to see Gravity with Sandra Bullock. What a great film. What we saw was a lot of international cooperation up in space. And I'm wondering, is there a lot of international cooperation actually for studying outer space?
Oh, absolutely, Gloria. I'm on a mission right now called the Dawn Mission, which spent a year at the asteroid Vesta. We're on our way to the largest object between Mars and Jupiter, the small planet Ceres. And it's a kind of a joint venture between NASA, the European Space Agency, Germany and Italy. And there's a lot of examples in both our solar system exploration missions and other missions that we do where we have international cooperation. On the space station, we have astronauts from a number of countries that are up there working together. So space has very much become a cooperative area of activity across many nations.
790-2040, 790. We can work in another question or comment for Dr. Sykes before we have to close out the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. I think last month we talked a little bit about the Chinese moon mission, and how is that doing right now?
Well, the rover, they had a lander and a rover. The rover is called Jade Rabbit.
Jade Rabbit.
So a mythological a creature in Chinese history. And they were having some problems with it before nighttime. The day-night on the moon is every 28 days is a full day. So as it was preparing to go into the 14-day night, it was having some problems with its solar panels and getting into the right configuration. And so there's concern that when it came out of night, it would be broken. It wouldn't work anymore. You know, the temperature effects would be too extreme. So it came out just a few days ago, and it's not dead, but it's having problems moving, but its instruments seem to be working. So, you know, but the landing of that rover on the surface of the moon was really a spectacular success by the Chinese. I mean, their first time and the first time in decades that anything has landed on the moon. And so, so you know, things happen, you know, in spacecraft in this business, and so
some really good innovation and technology. It sounds like went into that.
It doesn't take away from their achievements.
No, and they certainly have a very active space program, and they want to be even more active, don't they?
They're planning on another rover mission and a sample return mission to the moon. They're planning on hopefully sending their Taikonauts to the moon, I think, in the 2020s. They're looking at setting up their own space station. They're trying to develop their own space infrastructure.
All right, Dr. Mark Sykes, thank you very much for spending a half hour with us on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Sykes heads up the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. PSI.edu is the website for the Planetary Science Institute, and we strongly recommend folks check it out and become a member. This is a local organization that does a lot of work all over the, really bringing in a lot of money to the Tucson area. Dr. Sykes, always a pleasure. We'll see you next month.
Thank you very much, Bill. Always a pleasure being here.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Our thanks to Culligan Water for supplying all of our in-studio guests with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan Water. We appreciate their support. Coming up tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, the local talk continues. Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, and then The Daily Double with Christy Simone is the new talk show here, new local talk show from 8 to 9 each weekday morning. Rosemary Brandt, our ace producer, and myself will be back with you tomorrow. We'll be here at 12:04. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.